Down since day one. This is your boy Shantaram Marley here with another Raptors Abroad podcast, breaking down the Toronto Raptors versus the Phoenix Suns from March 16th, 2014. It is now March 17th, 2014, and to be honest, I could have done this podcast last night. I did catch the game, not live. I caught it in the evening. I tried to watch it as it was being played, but as I've mentioned many times before, the feed is just not quite as sharp as I would like. And if I'm going to be watching it on my little computer screen, I would like to have at least a clear broadcast. I've gotten spoiled. I've gotten used to that. So I waited a couple hours after tip-off and then checked out the game. And there was also a Heat game, afternoon game. So I had two games to watch yesterday and a couple of podcasts to do. So let's do this Raptors-Suns one. I'm going to be honest, this was a super exciting basketball game. And if you don't know the score, maybe I won't wreck it for you. So let's get into it. First quarter. Very first possession. Phoenix with a turnover and fast break by the Raptors. And Lowry finds Amir for a beautiful finger roll. Great start. Minute and a half later, Jonas Valanciunas, the 10:35 mark, with a gorgeous drop-step jumper from the left baseline on Miles Plumlee, and he's just picking up right where he left off. Jonas had 23 points last game, just looked absolutely solid, and first quarter was no different. Also got a huge boost from our boy T. Ross. Gonna be talking about him a little bit in this first half. 9:20 mark, T. Ross for three to beat the shot clock. Next Raptor possession, T. Ross from the left wing. The first one was from the right wing, this time from the left wing. T. Ross drains another three. 7:28 mark, Jonas, continuing to play solid. He gets Plumlee to bite on a pump fake from about 19, 20 feet, which Jonas used to get guys a lot doing, and not as much lately, but he's got that shot fake, and something about it gets guys to jump as high as they can, thinking they're going to block him. And Jonas just gets Plumlee off his feet, explodes to the basket with one dribble and a couple of big steps, and easy finger roll, and the foul. Raptors go up 13-8. Again, solid start. 6:20 mark. Amir gets a great pass in the paint to Lowry, looking like he's going to put up a short shot. Sees Jonas out of the corner of his right eye, dumps it off to him for a dunk. And a boy, Amir, love the big-to-big passing. 5:55 mark. Kyle Lowry gets a lovely steal, and Jonas, he kicks it to Jonas, who drains an 18-footer left wing. So that's Jonas with a short jumper, a dunk, and an 18-foot shot to start the game for him. So I'm thinking we're going to see another monster game out of our big boy. 5:12 mark. So 30 seconds later, Amir Johnson with a great block on PJ Tucker. Tucker got the ball in the paint. He was just about to softly lay it in, and Amir flew over with the help defense to block him. And the Raptors break on the play. DeMar goes to the hole and gets fouled, drains a couple of free throws. Next Raptor possession. Jonas Valanciunas, strong drive left to right, which he tends to do fairly often. And it looks like you know what's going to happen, but he's just so big and takes those huge steps that there's really nothing that you can do. So he just kind of puts his head down, drives into the paint, and then sweeping sort of push shot, hook shot, drains it. Nothing but net. It was a line drive. But he, you know, I guess when you're 6'10", 6'11", and your arms are like, you know, someone of a person who's 7'5", then it's, you can kind of do that. Just sort of throw it down from 6-7 feet away. At the 4-minute mark, after Jonas airball, DeMar steals the outlet pass, Snoop's trying to, he's getting it on me here. Snoopy Dog, what do you need, buddy? You all right? You want to come in with your daddy? He wants to come into my sound booth. Come on, buddy. Come on into the booth. There you go, bud. You want to sit in the sound booth? There you go. Now you're happy, huh? Now you're happy? Now you're not happy still? Now you want to stand on my computer? Okay. Okay, big boy. All right, so Snoopy Dog. Can't see. Good boy. All right, so Jonas, 4:36, 4-minute mark. Jonas actually puts up an air ball from the left side. And the Suns try to break on the play, but DeMar steps in, steals the outlet pass, drives it into the paint. Amir cutting behind him. DeMar drops it off to Amir. He lays it in and one. And I'm thinking the Raptors are about to take off. That gave them an 8-point lead, 24-16. And then our boy T. Ross, who's quiet for about 5 minutes, he drains his third three of the game from the left wing. 3 of 3 from the three-point land, and 3 of 4 for the quarter. And next Raptor possession, T. Ross driving into the lane, hanging, putting up a scoop shot, nothing but net. And then the 121 mark. Again, next Raptor possession, Jonas, one-handed hammer on an alley-oop from Lowry. Great look. Perfect pass. And you would think, from what I've been saying for this last few minutes, calling out all these great Raptor plays, the Raptors must be stomping the Suns. But no, we ran into a couple of dudes, or kind of three dudes, but almost feels like two because two of them are twins. So the Morris brothers were pouring it in, a couple of triples, and Jeff Green. Jeez, or not Jeff Green, sorry, Gerald Green. I remember this guy when he was a draft pick right out of high school, got picked up by the Celtics when they were already a hot team, when they just picked up Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce, big three, and went on that run where they picked up a championship, went to a couple of finals or conference finals. And they were just pouring it on. I think Jeff Green off the bench had 13 points in the first quarter. Sadly, on one of the Morris threes that I was talking about, I think it was Markieff Morris. He was clearly out of bounds on the left wing. Like, not even close. And there was a referee right there. Dwayne Casey was all over it, but they did not catch it at all. And the Raptors actually came out of that first quarter down 2, 37-35. So giving up 37 points in the first quarter. I mean, I guess, you know, I don't complain when they score 35, but not nice to be dropping, to giving up 37 on them. So second quarter, the Raptors just start out ice cold. Grevas Vasquez just could not find the basket. DeMar was struggling. And the Phoenix just continued to roll. They just went on a run. And the Raptors basically, for about 8 minutes, get outscored 28-10, going back to the last little stretch of the first quarter. John Salmons gets the Raptors' first field goal of the quarter at the 6:49 mark. So 5.5 minutes go by, no field goals. And the Suns were able to only push the lead up, actually, to 7 at that point. They had a 9-point lead before the Salmons basket. Raptors lucky, though, to only be down single digits. Next Raptor possession, DeMar, a solid catch and shoot. First field goal of the game for him. All right, so halfway through the second quarter, usually he gets off in the first minute or two, he'll be able to find the bottom of the basket. So, obviously, he's been having a tough one lately. People have really been zeroing in on DeMar, because I think some people have figured out that the Raptors kind of go as he goes. 5:39 mark, though. Next Raptor possession. DeMar starting to heat it up. He has a sweet dribble drive on the left side. Takes it hard. Lays it in. However, Ish Smith, the speedy point guard, answers with a finger roll within... It must have been 3 seconds later. Like, DeMar scores it, and 3 seconds later, Ish Smith is at the other end laying it in. Crazy. 4:46 mark. DeMar with great hustle. He draws a charge on Markieff Morris after a Raptor turnover. Really, really nice play, saving at least, you know, an easy 2 points, possibly an and one. And, you know, at this point I started to wonder, why no love for Jonas? Jonas, you know, who I mentioned had that great first quarter, just completely went away from him in the second. He did not get a touch. It's bizarre. And, you know, the Raptors were struggling, even though I'm talking about DeMar with some nice baskets. And even here, DeMar continued the 3:47 mark. He turned the corner, took a nice screen from Jonas, and went all the way to the basket. Nice reverse layup. But this whole time, the Raptors could absolutely not get a stop. Just could not get a stop. Every time down the court, Phoenix was either scoring or going to the free throw line. All right, next Raptor possession, 3:03 mark. DeMar hits a sweet runner off the glass at the end of the shot clock. He got T. Ross kind of drove it and then kicked it out to him, and DeMar just had to hoist it up. And very nice soft touch to put it off the glass and in. However, Goran Dragic, this one hurt. I'm a big fan of Dragic. If you've heard this podcast before, I always give him props. But at the 2:40 mark, ouch, he puts up a three, hits the back iron, goes up about 6 or 7 feet in the air off the back iron, and then nothing but net right back through. So a very friendly roll, and that gave the Suns a 10-point lead, 59-49. And then that's kind of how it went for the Raptors. Just a lot of bounces that were not going their way and were certainly going Phoenix's way. 125 mark. Jonas, beautiful block on Dragic underneath. T-Ross breaks on the play, and Lowry finds him with the outlet, and he goes up for the wide-open dunk. And there's so many plays like this where it really felt like the Raptors would make a nice defensive play, score at the other end, and it felt like the momentum was shifting our way. 48-second mark, Jonas. So next Raptor possession. He gets the pass down low, tries a post-up move, misses, but gets his own offensive board, tips it out to Steve Novak. He drains a straightaway triple. And then 28 seconds remaining, T-Ross draining a left-wing three. And that is a little quick little 6-0 run in the last minute, and the Raptors are only down two, 61-59. So, yes, we gave up 61 big points in the first half. However, 59 points for us, so 2-point game. Well, you know, would rather, you know, if the Raptors score 59 points, we have a 15-point lead, but, you know, only down two, I guess, you know, got to deal with it, got to take it. So without further ado, let's get into the third quarter. There's a lot of notes in this game. I know, there's a lot of notes. It was a very exciting game. Like I said, it was actually quite riveting. So 11:46 mark, DeMar hits a jumper in the paint, ties the game up at 61. We're all even. However, the Raptors give up a 9-2 run right away, just instantly, and the Suns go up 70-63. I think that took about 45 seconds. The 9:19 mark, Kyle Lowry draining a three out of the timeout and looking like, again, like it was a big play, it was a tough shot, and it was looking like the Raptors were again going to seize the momentum, but the next 3 minutes, we just stay ice cold, cannot get the ball to go through, no matter how hard we try, and Phoenix is scoring, it feels like, every single time down, and once Phoenix pushed the lead back up 8, after DeMar didn't get a call on a drive, him and Dwayne Casey get technical fouls for arguing. Suns drained them both. That was another thing. They were going to the line a lot, and they were not missing. I'm not sure what the final numbers are. I haven't looked at the box score yet, but it was ridiculous. And they go up 10 points, 80-70. Amir had a nice little stretch for us from the five-minute mark to about the four-minute mark. He made two tough shots in the paint and kept, you know, keeping the Raptors within striking distance. We're only down 9 off of those. 3:39 mark, Lowry with a sweet drive and a lefty finish, and then Amir again on the next Raptor possession with another sweet finish in the paint. Just taking good passes, but in traffic and able to just very gracefully and softly lay it up and through the rim. So a 10-2 run, mainly on Amir's back, and the Raptors only down 6, 86-80. Telling you, 10-2 run, and we can only trim the lead by 4. The Suns are scoring at will. 2:28 mark, Raptors, they swing the ball around the perimeter beautifully. Lowry drives into Plumlee on the, he's the last guy to get the ball. He, you know, and with the great ball movement, the Suns were just absolutely on their heels. So Lowry gets the ball, drives it into Plumlee, takes the contact, finishes, and one. Raptors down 5, 88-83. And then, wow, what a play at the 1:57 mark. Next Raptor possession, after finally getting a stop, Lowry flying down the court on the left side. One of the Morris brothers, I'm not sure who it was, tries to get in front of him. Basically breaks his own ankles, falls over. Lowry steps back behind the three-point line, pump fakes Eric Bledsoe. He goes flying past Lowry almost out of bounds, and Lowry drains the step-back left wing three. Raptors only down 2, 88-86. So a nice battle. Next Raptor possession. 30 seconds later, Lowry missing on the drive, but he hustles to get back out of bounds and save the ball because it was a loose ball on his miss. And he hustles from out of bounds. He comes back on the court, then goes flying out of bounds a second time to save it. Goes to John Salmons, and sadly, he misses the wide open three. That was, for me, kind of the turning point. That would have set the building on fire. Would have given the Raptors a little lead there, but he misses that open one. 57-second mark, though, Chuck Hayes hit a ridiculously tough shot. I don't think he didn't get enough props for it from the announcers, but in the paint, hook shot over his shoulder, kind of over his head. It was a very awkward shot, and he was able to put it up and in. And I'll tell you, Chuck Hayes, I like him, man. He impresses me. He's like a 6'6 center. It's amazing. He's like 6'6, but like 260. Incredible. At least. He's a big boy. I like Chuck Hayes. 4-second mark. Kyle Lowry with a very nice drive going coast to coast all the way through traffic and with a layup. So the Raptors, after the Suns, but the Suns, you know, like I said, they scored on nearly every possession that quarter. And luckily, they're only up 6 after it's 96-90. But what a score, 96-90. That's like a final score. This is after three quarters. Crazy. Fourth quarter, the Phoenix Suns go up very quickly by 14. They just have a quick 8-0 run, and all of a sudden it's 104-90, and the game is looking pretty close to out of reach. The Raptors, 0 points the first 4 minutes until we go to Jonas, who has a nice bucket underneath around the 8-minute mark. And then next possession, DeMar has a nice steal and a fast break layup. And the Raptors, it sounds bad, you know, I'm saying only, but they were only down 11 at that point and still within striking distance. Score at that point is 112-101. The 4:36 mark, Jonas, he gets a great pass from Grevas Vasquez, lays it in, and one. And at the 4:09 mark, after the Raptors get a block, Kyle Lowry goes on the fast break, gets fouled, tosses one up, and Plumlee flies in for the goaltend. So he gets the and one, makes a free throw, and the Raptors are only down 7. 104-107, so still fighting back, 4 minutes to go. But we just could not stop these guys. I'll tell you, Gerald Green, P.J. Tucker, I think at that point, had a big basket, the former Raptor. I mean, I haven't thought about P.J. Tucker in probably 5 years. And all of a sudden, he comes in and has a huge game against the Raps. So what do we have? 137 mark, Lowry goes to the floor. This really kind of sealed the game. The Raptors were already sort of out of it. Actually, just before that, the 250 mark, DeMar had a really nice drive and dropped to Amir in the paint for a short bucket, or a little short hook. Raptors down 7, the 106, or 116-109. Then at the 137 mark, this was a really big play. Kyle Lowry goes to the floor for a defensive board. P.J. Tucker trying to get it from him and absolutely nailing him. Knees him in the head twice, once with the right knee and then extremely hard with the left knee. Not maliciously. I'm not saying P.J. Tucker was bad, but it was, you know, clearly fouls him, but gets no call. And Tucker just rips it from Lowry, tosses it to Eric Bledsoe. All the other Raptors are, you know, halfway down the court, so he just goes up for an open dunk. That made it a 118-109 game, 9-point lead, and pretty much iced the ball game. So pretty bad missed call by the refs. And to be honest, they just called some ridiculous technicals earlier this game. They just found it frustrating. And the Raptors wind up losing this one, 121-113. And I gotta say, as much as I'd like to complain, the Raptors did lose this one, and Phoenix won it. It's not that Raptors really played bad. It's Phoenix went out and won this game. They played really well. They hit ridiculous amount of shots. Gerald Green, I didn't, you know, mention him much in that fourth quarter, but he was on fire. On absolute fire. I think he had 15 points or 14 points in the fourth quarter. Just breaking the Raptors' spirit every time that we put on a run. And Kyle Lowry, by the way, was monstrous. He had 26-6-6. In the second half alone. All right, I mean, that's a monster game for anyone, let alone a half. I mean, geez, if you could imagine keeping up that pace, that would be 52-12-12. That a game like that would be talked about for years. And the Raptor bench, by the way, geez, are we missing Patrick Patterson? Outscored in this one, get this, 56-11. It's incredible this game was close. We get outscored 56-11 and out-rebounded 45-26. Yikes. All right, so quickly, I'm going to take a look at the Raptor box score. And, jeez, this is my first look at it. And what I'm looking at, what I'm looking for is the free throw. Yeah, look at this. Phoenix made 34 of 38. 34 of 38 free throws. Raptors shot well, but they made 22 of 25. That's 12 points difference in the free throws. And what was the final score in this one? Oh, Raptors lose by 8. So there you go. I mean, and that's not to say, that's not blaming anyone. That's just Phoenix draining their free throws. And I guess, you know, Raptors fouling them a lot, but Phoenix was just playing lights out. They were playing really well. I mean, we got some good performances from a lot of players here. T. Ross had 22 points on 7 of 13. Amir had 20 points on 9 of 12 shooting. Jonas was 7 for 11, 15 points. And DeMar, you know, he kind of struggled, 6 of 16, 17 points, but that's still a pretty solid game. He had 7 assists. And Lowry, I mean, geez, 28 points, 13 assists, and 5 rebounds in this game. Absolutely ridiculous, but it was our bench that really slaughtered us. Every single bench player on the Raptors, aside from Novak, who had a 3, everyone else had 1 basket, 2 points. Or no, Vasquez had no baskets. He was 0 of 5 with a couple of free throws. But you know what? This happens. I'm not going to get too down on the Raptors. You can't win every game. Phoenix played fantastic. And kind of a tough loss. But the Raptors still 9 games over 500. And, you know, Chicago's breathing right down our necks now. Only a half game behind us for that third spot. But we still got that third spot. We haven't given it up yet. So I'm not going to hit the panic button yet. Okay, guys, thanks for checking this one out. Raptors got the Hawks on Tuesday, so I will be back on Wednesday with another Raptors Abroad podcast. Thanks for checking this one out, and we will see you Tuesday. Peace.